Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Is it the nicest course you've played?
No, I don't think so. I think when you get there, first of all, it's immaculate. Like, there isn't a leaf on the ground. The grass is perfect. The course is really nice. It's really hard, but I think you pay New York City prices, and then you're paying for the view, and then you're paying because it has Trump's name on it.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay. So it's like if you go to New York Country Club in Spring Valley, like, that's a fun course, just as nice, and that's like $90. You know?
Okay.
Only the best.
But it is like, it's pretty
great grass, the best grass.
The food there is great.
The best food. Really nice. Only the best.
Pretty good.
The best seagulls flying over. Oh yeah.
I mean, tremendous.
Just tremendous.
It's good though. Congrats. 98. That's big time.
Me and Mike got a 98. I was talking shit to him though, because I always have to. But yeah, it's good.
Nice.
Beautiful day.
Was Thibodeau there? Because clearly he's not teaching these guys how to play defense.
He doesn't golf.
Good God.
He doesn't do anything but, you know, jerk off to basketball.
They just play ridiculous. Like, all these guys. They take tons of bad shots.
They do.
There's a lot of that going on in the whole league.
Yeah, that's true.
You see the points? It's 115 a game right now. Is the single team average. It's the highest of all time.
Also, I'm going to sound really old here, but if you're at the three-point line, right, and you do a pump fake and the defender, like, jumps at you, you should be, like, dribbling in and taking, like, I know it's not a three-point shot anymore, but taking like a longer two because it's wide open because you got your defender gone. But now these guys just do sidesteps and they're falling back.
I hate the sidestep
three-pointer.
Go to the basket.
I'm like, I'd rather just take the long two that's wide open. But I'm an old man now, I guess. That's
Get off my lawn.
It's just stupid. Like, why would you take a sidestep off-balance three when you already lost the defender? You can get 2 or 3 feet closer to the basket and have a wide open jump shot.
Yeah, I agree. Or go to the basket, drive and kick. You know,
earn it.
It's gonna get worse too.
Ernie, it's terrible.
Go on.
It's terrible, Ernie. Back in my day, never.
Terrible.
It's just terrible.
No, I sound old. I'm sorry.
The game has definitely changed for sure. NBA.
Everything's a travel too.
Yeah. It really is.
It's an uncalled travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Week three, NBA. Off to a great start. All right, ready? Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Brooklyn.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
I was honestly surprised it took this long.
I know. Well, yeah. I wanted to lead off, but you know. We were gonna get to it at some point. So do you want to take back the 65 win prediction, Adam?
I mean, 65 might have been ambitious, though. What do you guys think?
It's a tad.
At the same time, though, I mean, it's only 8 games. But yeah, you know what? I'm gonna come off that 65 number.
Yeah, I mean we're gonna overreact big time here. It's way too early, but what a start for the Nets. I mean, not only are they not playing well, just everything that's going on. The Nash firing, now Udoka's coming in, and the Kyrie thing with the anti-Semitism and Durant, you know, acting like he didn't want Nash fired this summer. I mean, it's just like Simmons hurt, right? I mean, did I miss anything?
Yeah, I think you got it. Well, and they're 2-6. That's a Terry on top.
Yeah. So where do you see the next month going?
Well, so I think they weren't going to announce Udoka until they figured out the Kyrie thing. And then tonight, they released that statement. It looks like Kyrie's going to donate $500,000 and the Nets are going to donate $500,000. And I read through the statement, and Kyrie, you know, made a statement that he doesn't believe the anti-Semitism in the – I can't even say it. You know, all that stuff in the video.
Yeah.
So he doesn't believe any of that now. Whether or not that's genuine, it's he had to say it. So he put it out there. So now they're bringing Udoka. He's going to be on the next road trip, and then I think you're going to have until I think January 19th is going to be the date to look at, because that's when the players that were signed in the offseason, that's when they become available. So I think that this is going to be the runway here. They're going to have from now to January 19th to figure out if they're any good, and if they're not, then I think we're going to start seeing some kind of trades. And you know, the kind of a teardown. But for now, I think you gotta give it the old college try. I mean, once you came into the season with it, you kind of had to live with it for a little bit longer than you know you'd think. And as far as the Nash thing goes, I mean, is anybody surprised?
Nope.
No.
I think we all like kind of. I definitely wrote down my notes that he was getting canned, but I just didn't think this soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's pretty shocking. Coming off a win too.
Let me ask you this, Adam. Ime, right? If they decide, okay, we kind of want to blow this up, and we're not going to go the route of Durant. We're going to try to move off of Durant and move off of Kyrie. Do you still like Ime as the coach for the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was one of the brightest young coaches in the NBA last year. And the only reason a guy like that becomes available is because it's nonsense. I don't want to call it nonsense because I don't even really know what happened exactly. But if you can get a guy like that, I mean, I think that the Nets did a good job here. In that, I think the assumption from a lot of, at least the local media, from what I heard on the radio, was that they can't make this move because of the optics. But you can't let the optics rule when you're making a decision like this. So I think they made the right call. I think they got the best guy available. I think this probably was in the works for a little bit. I think he might be the only guy that can get through to these guys. Might be a long shot, but I mean, he was on the bench before. He knows the deal. They know him. He coached Simmons in Philly. He was an assistant on that bench too. So,
oh yeah, I didn't know.
He was with Sean Marks in San Antonio.
Yes. Yeah. So I think it was a no brainer here. And like I said, this guy's not available if not for everything that happened in Boston. So I think it was a coup for the Nets to even pull this off. So when they announce it, I think it'll be the first positive Nets news in about 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, all he has to do is get him to play defense, really, right? I mean, offensively, you know, they do a lot of your turn, my turn. You know, they don't really have, right? Can you agree with that, Adam? I mean,
it's I would say what happens is the ball hums through three quarters and they look great and they've had leads late in the games, but once it gets to the crunch time, it definitely becomes Kyrie or KD. It's your turn, my turn stuff, like you just said, and that's when stuff gets lost. So hopefully he can get through to these guys to, you know, share the ball at the end of games. And then maybe they can put it, you know, maybe they can string a couple wins together, and that's the only way you're gonna stop the noise. You got to string together a couple of wins, and they've been hard to come by. So, you know, with all the other stuff that goes on, it's hard to even talk about basketball, especially when you're not winning. So,
right.
We'll have to see what happens here. As far as Kyrie goes, I mean, what else is there to say? You know, what's next?
Where do you guys think that money goes when they donate $500,000 or now I guess it's a million combined?
Well, who was it donated to? Some organization?
Yeah, like an anti-hate organization. Like, what's that money going towards? I don't get it.
I mean, I would hope it's going to something, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're talking about $1 million that's going somewhere, right? So I don't know. Maybe it's like curriculum for schools or
Ukraine.
I don't know. It's just, I thought it was interesting that he's doing it and the Nets are doing it. Where, like, that's a lot of money.
I know. That's crazy.
I think from an optics standpoint, they were like, let's make this a big number. So people focus a little bit more on the number than, you know, the amount of time that took place between when this happened and when we actually decided to act on it. Because it's been a couple days already. It's been 3-4 days of noise. It's been Barkley and Reggie Miller and local radio, and everybody is putting their two
cents. Adam Stein.
Adam Stein, yeah, everybody. Everyone's putting their two cents in. So I think that's why the number was so big. And if they had done just a quick, like, at the beginning, we're going to suspend you a game and fine you, it would have been like $50,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like for them to, you know, stretch it out like this, I think that's their way of saying, here, this is going to make everybody happy, hopefully, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess, you know, the other night when, like, on the court side, there was a bunch of Jewish individuals. And I guess Kyrie, like, went up to him and was like, I respect you, or, you know, something. He said something, some nice words. So, I don't know.
So, I saw that video, right? Did you guys see that video?
Yeah, I believe when he goes up to them.
Yeah, he goes up to them, says, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, yeah.
So, but then the kids from the video, they came out in the media and said that Kyrie sarcastically said it.
Oh,
but when God. I watched the video. It didn't seem sarcastic at all. So that makes me think the whole thing was a little bit performative. Not to be insensitive to everything that's going on, but I mean,
no, a little nowadays, bit.
Nowadays, everybody's just trying to get like their 15 minutes of social media fame.
Exactly.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get famous, or I'm not going to get any attention if I say Kyrie was nice to me, right? Like, of course, they're going to say,
yeah, then everything's going to go away.
Right.
It's, Right. Yeah. I don't know, Adam. I would go the opposite way with it. I think, you know, this is their opportunity. Like, for me as a Knicks fan, there's been many chances where I've been very, very, very upset with the organization. But the things that have pissed me off the most when my team is royally fucked up is whenever they fired our coach. I feel like the most pissed off and that my team is a failure. So yeah. I don't know if that's how you felt with this one. I think Nash needs more time to marinate. Like this team should be competing for the championship, and for you to have a rookie kind of coach the first time doing it. Like even Jason Kidd, right? It took him a stint. He started with the Nets. He didn't do well. Took him a stint with Milwaukee, then he went to LA, and then finally now he's like showing that he has skills. But I think this is the chance where they could have just did something different instead of hiring Ime, which he's going to come in and the questions are already going to be about what the hell did he do in Boston. I would have went the other way. I would have hired Mark Jackson, or I would have hired Snyder. And then I don't know, I really would just like, enough is enough. Let's move off of this team. Like, let's get as much assets as we can for Durant. Let's try to get something for Kyrie. Even if it's those two damn, like, 27 and 29, those first rounders, the Lakers are going to be terrible. That's going to be, if those are unprotected, those are amazing assets. And then with Simmons, man, he doesn't give you anything. Like, I'd rather have D'Lo. You know, I'd rather have D'Angelo Russell than Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben Simmons would be awful. By the way, the year is 2044. Mark Jackson is still available to be a head coach.
His name's always getting brought up.
I love that you brought that up, Juice.
he's just blackballed. Because he's good enough to coach the league, you know?
It's crazy.
People just don't like him, or is it like a personality issue?
I think owners and front offices have gotten together and they just didn't like his last stint and all the bullshit that he did. But I don't think he deserves to be like blackballed like that. He can't get a job anywhere.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. I think it had something to do with religion, right? Wasn't he like wasn't he super religious?
He was like preaching to
He was using the arena to do film sermons and preaching. But then he was also he was doing some anti-gay stuff and then he was also cheating on his wife with, someone, a prostitute or a stripper or something like that. So there was a lot of, going on. Warriors, though, the Warriors loved him. Steph Curry was very upset when they let him go. I just think enough's enough. Like, he's been out for a while. I want to see him get another chance.
Yeah, I mean, he started that whole Warriors, machine. By the way, you just brought some. Like, what's with former point guards and being anti-gay? Mark Jackson, Tim Hardaway. Who am
was
I
it Rondo?
Rondo.
Didn't Rondo say something?
Yes, yeah, Isaiah Thomas. With the magic thing and the AIDS. There's like a bunch of former point guards. This anti-gay. It's kind of weird.
When Josh, when you mention other coaches, right? You talk about like Snyder and stuff like that. The reason why I like the Udoka move is because just from the beginning of the year, like if you go back to the offseason, I was with you. I was like, this is done. Let's just get KD out of here. Let's go get Jaylen Brown or whoever comes back. But once they decided to run this back, right? Like you're kind of stuck till January 19th because if you want to trade him to the Suns, like you can't get Ayton because he signed the offseason. And those types of guys that you can't get. Any rookie I think you can't trade until like the 19th or something like that. So you're kind of married to the situation. And I'm not buying I'm not buying these guys listening to any coach. I'm not even sure they're gonna buy Udoka. You know what I mean? But I think Udoka's like the one guy that maybe has a shot. You know what I mean? So that's the only reason I'm like, all right, Udoka's got to be the guy. And I do like Udoka going forward also. But as far as this group goes, I think he's the perfect guy.
I'm not convinced that Sean Marks can save his job anymore. Like, it's such a mess. At what point does the owner, like, if I'm the owner, I would say, okay, I'm like the laughing stock amongst other billionaires. Because, like, I'm letting the inmates run the asylum. Like, KD is the coach or Kyrie is the coach. Then we bring – this is going on. We had to fire Nash. So we bring in this other coach who Boston didn't want because he was sleeping with, I don't know, whoever his wife. It's just, like, ongoing, you know? At what point are you just like, guess what? I'm firing the GM. I'm getting rid of all these players. And we're going to start fresh.
Yeah. And what do you think Marks has to do to keep his job?
Team has to win. They win, and
right now he's doing everything to make sure they're a winner by getting Udoka. I don't know if Cy like signed off on that to get Udoka. I'm sure he did, right? Marks clearly has no. He's not suspending Kyrie. He's not doing. He's going after Udoka. He doesn't care. He just wants to win. Like you can tell, he's all about that. He doesn't give a shit about.
That's the thing, ethics. Marks is great. Marks is really good. I just think it's just like how much of this stuff can we go through?
Yeah, it's true.
It's been a roller coaster. I mean, it's been it's been nuts, right?
You know like, what? Better your team than mine, though.
I just want to say about Nash also, and Tony, you mentioned that he got fired after a win. So did Atkinson, actually, believe it or not.
Oh, interesting.
Atkinson
okay.
got fired a win. But I just want to say about Nash, like, I don't think he was a good coach, but I definitely think that he got a raw deal. I don't think he had a chance, like, from Jump Street. And I think we've been saying this a lot in this pod. It's like how do you know he's not? Like, I don't know that he's not a good coach. I mean, I don't think that he did a great job, but I can't definitively say that. Nobody bought in, first of all. As soon as he got there, you know, they were pretty good. They went to the second round, and then everyone gets hurt. They lose that series. Then the next year, everything goes wrong. The pandemic hits. You know, Harden shows up out of shape. He gets traded. Kyrie can't play. Kevin Durant gets hurt. It's like one thing after another. And then, you know, KD demands the coach and the GM get fired. They try to run it back. It was never going to work. I feel bad for him in a way. So I think he got a little bit of a raw deal.
Yeah.
He'll probably coach again. I would love him on the Knicks as like a player development coach.
For RJ, his godson?
Yeah, you know. But he probably needs just a couple more years and just, you know, like when Kenny Atkinson, I think, is the highest paid assistant or associate head coach in the league. Like, he's going to be a big-time name. You know what I mean? Like a sought-out guy.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. But,
it wasn't like that when he left Brooklyn, though. You know what I mean? Like, he interviewed for the Knicks job, but he didn't get it. Now I think he'll be everybody's first choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah. Anyone who's the assistant for the Warriors does.
How do you think Boston feels right now? Just letting this guy go for nothing to the biggest rival.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of crazy, right?
I didn't understand it. Like, I was asking, actually, Adam, I was asking your brother. I was like, Why didn't they just fire him if they're going to get him away from nothing? But I guess if they fired him, they still had to pay him. Is that the case?
Yeah. Yeah, it was financial. So, you know, you fired the guy and he had a couple years left on his contract. So, rather than fire
him.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But right now, he's under contract with Boston, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, how do you. Like, what's the negotiation stuff like that? Like, the Nets request to speak with. Like, it's just so weird. Because, like, if that happens in the NFL, there's, like, the draft pick swap. Like, what happened with Parcells and Belichick, that type of thing. This is, like, a whole different case because he's currently suspended. Like,
so,
I
really think that the whole thing was financial. So, if Boston has Udoka there and he's under contract and they fire him, they're responsible for the rest of that money. So, in this situation, rather than fire him, they told him up front, hey, listen, like, you're never going to coach here again. But we're not going to fire because we don't want to pay you. So, you know, you figure out exactly where you can land with a job. Once you get that job, we're going to let you out of this contract free and clear. We're not going to owe you anything. You're not going to owe us anything. So that's how I think it went. I think they just wanted to save.
But here's the thing.
Just kind of holding him in limbo.
If he violates the organization's policy against, like, whatever, like, you can't hook up with people. I don't even know. Maybe it's not a policy. That's why.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because wouldn't you be able to just... It would be an out. Like, you could fire them, and he can't do anything about it because you violated. You violated the team rules or whatever. I don't know. Interesting.
It is very confusing, and I really thought the Nets were going to have to give a draft pick at one point. But then, you know, they announced, "Hey, then it's going to be free and clear." So I was like, "All right."
I mean Boston players got to be like beside themselves. Like, that's tough.
You know what stinks too? Nobody's going to really like the new coach for Boston. He's just going to be assessed on how well he does in the playoffs. Like, if he doesn't get back to the finals, they're going to be, like, critical of this guy. But pretty damn good job, right? Like, if he ends up, like, say, a top four seed in the East.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. I mean, definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm eagerly awaiting the Athletic hit piece from the Celtics. It's going to be a big Shams article about inside the Udoka scandal. Yep. Like, right after he leaves the organization and talking about
someone's sitting on that
and whatever else. Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Because,
you know, it's written right now. It's just getting ready to click send. 100%.
Oh, you mean like releasing whatever he did?
What happened? Yeah. Because Matt Barnes, I think I said this on the last pod. Matt Barnes had came out and said that he heard the real story, and it's like worse than we've all heard. Like, it's worse than we think. So, yeah. This might not. I don't know how this is gonna go, but I don't know. I don't know how bad, but we'll find out.
And then what? You're the Nets. What do you do?
At that point, yeah, you're in bed with it. So, I mean,
like, whatever.
At this point, you know, just throw this at the wall. If it doesn't stick, then you know, at the deadline, you see what you can get for these guys. But I think it's worth a look. Oh, one last poll.
I'm interested to find out how many years he gets. Right, and do they have a clause to fire him after 1 year?
Yeah. Wow, the Knicks are up by one. They're up by 22. Nice.
Yeah.
I know. I should have live bet the Hawks. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of game left.
Let's transition to the Knicks. So what's their record? 3-3? Right?
3-3.
3-3. Yeah, I mean, that's what they are, right? I think all of us, like, had them around 500 playing team. That's exactly what they are. They could throw out 10, 12 guys. They don't have a star on this team. Brunson's been great, but I mean, let's be honest, this team's a deadline team, right? They're going to be buyers. Can we all safely say that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is, like, in noticing watching them six games, they're a good basketball team, but they don't have the star, right? They're always going to lose to the team that has the Trae Young, the Giannis, the Donovan Mitchell fucking killed us. Oh my God. He had 8 threes that game. Jesus Christ.
That was incredible.
He went off. He's been amazing this season. Unbelievable.
And, you know, our roster, we have a good team, but it's awkward. It's hard to find minutes for Obi. Like, Obi will play well, but it's a struggle to get him.
15 minutes per game. I looked it up right before the pod.
Is that what he's getting?
15 minutes per game. It's awful. Shooting 50% from three, though.
He needs 20 minutes at least, but, like, I can't find it for him. I don't blame Tibbs. I can't find it for him because it's just the way the the game is going.
How many turnovers? Jesus Christ. Oh, and they're down.
Yeah, this is pathetic.
But yeah.
So I was watching Shai, and he had 35 last night.
Yep, I was watching two
rebounds and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's the guy, man.
He's been unbelievable this year.
He's been ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't know if they would do it because maybe he's playing so well. Maybe they build around him. But man, I would offer the Mitchell Hall maybe, and shift it to Shai.
he's averaging 30 a game. But he does everything. I don't know what the Thunder's plan is, right? Because you get Chet back. They have kind of a team. Well, we don't know what Chet's going to be, but
they have a war chest of picks too. I would just keep Shai, but yeah, damn.
And I don't know right now who the other player out there is. Again, we're only 3 weeks in, but I mean, the way things are going, I feel like we're going to see like record movement before this deadline. Like, but the way the Lakers are right now, right? They're desperate to make a move. Have they won a game yet? I don't even know. Have they won?
Yeah, they did. They did.
One game.
One game. So they're god awful.
They popped champagne also.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Are you serious?
I don't think it was champagne. They poured a lot of water. They gave like the Gatorade bath to Darvin because it was okay. Darvin.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
But it looked like they were popping champagne.
not a great look, honestly.
Yeah, they're a bunch of losers.
So yeah, between the Nets circus, the Lakers circus, the Knicks. I mean, I'm trying to think of other teams that could be looking. What's up with the Jazz? I mean, is this like, are they trying here? Like, are they for real?
Lori Nowitzki carrying my fantasy team?
I mean, he's unbelievable. What the hell? yeah,
they're a fun team, man. They're hype to watch.
Yeah,
Sexton.
Yeah, Sexton.
I like it.
Clarkson.
Vanderbilt's been playing well.
Yeah, it's and the Blazers have been surprisingly decent.
Yeah, the Blazers are number one seed, right? I know Lillard, I think, is out now a little bit, but.
But they got some players. They're playing the Grizz tonight. That should be a fun game.
Powell's got Aiden Sharp. Looks good.
Yeah. That's Paul's boy.
There you go.
I know. Damn it.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot going on here. I mean, I can we think of one other player that the Knicks could other than Shai, right? That's the obvious one that we all kind of like want here.
I don't like the ones that I'm about to say, but like.
I know where you're going. I know you're going to say.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, yep, that was the one. Fuck.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say anybody on that, like either one of those guys, like Towns or Gobert could be an option.
I'm kind of out on Cat. I don't know. I don't know. I like him. I don't love him.
What was up with him attacking Chick-fil-A?
Wait, what did he say?
What is now at Chick-fil-A?
He was kind of ragging on Ant-Man. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
he was saying that like he's got to get his body right and stop like going to Chick-fil-A.
Well, he's a Georgia kid, right? They got all the Chick-fil-A's there.
But like that isn't that what Jimmy Butler said about him when he was playing Call of Duty instead of like working on his game?
That's right. Uh oh, Trey's down.
Towns doesn't exactly like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, right.
No.
he's kind of like a skinny fat dude, right?
He is.
Glad mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of baby fat. Yeah. Now, Knicks need like a – I mean, I kind of like everyone in the starting lineup, I guess, right? Except for the shooting guard, right? You know, they got a few guys that are rotating out of there.
I don't think this is going to happen, but I'm just going to throw this out there. What if, like, Philly keeps losing and then can we get Embiid?
Well, Bill Simmons has been bringing that up here and there. He keeps flirting with the Embiid thing, you know, because that's another team. Yeah, we forgot to mention them, the Sixers.
I think that –
right?
That's a move that you don't do. Yeah, they're struggling, right? They're really struggling.
So, all right. So, let's talk about fantasy here. Embiid, my top pick. Already traded him. mainly because I could see the writing on the wall. I mean, you guys, one of you sent that video of Harden just, like, going ISO and Embiid just standing there, like, wide open. Did one of you guys send that? I don't know. But
I remember seeing it.
Yeah. It's just that's what it's been, and they just like, and then now he's hurt. He's got the plantar fasciitis, and he, you know, even the games he was playing, he wasn't putting up the point, you know, numbers. I see where this is going, so I got rid of him. I don't know what the deal is. Would I love him on the Knicks? Of course, but what would you have to give up for Embiid?
A lot. They brought a really good point about Embiid. He can win MVP. Like, there's no centers, right? Like, it's him and Jokic. And him and Jokic have a very different style.
Yeah.
He should dominate like Shaq down low.
I know, but like it's almost like Harden got in shape and what's his face loves him.
Maury
loves him. I bet like Maury got in his ear like, hey, it's your team. You have the ball. And it, like, he's just running with it. You know what I mean? Like, forgot that Embiid like was like the MVP last year. So,
well, you know who's like the perfect Maury guy? Like the perfect Maury big guy would be Obi, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be Obi? Isn't like the Obi. When you think a Maury ball power forward center, isn't it like a hyper athletic guy? That, you know, a little bit undersized, runs the floor. Like, I don't know.
He wants everyone spreading the floor, shooting a lot of threes.
Yeah, I think that would be a guy they target for sure.
Makes sense. I love Obi to death. Would I trade him for Embiid? Probably. I'm just nervous about Embiid right now.
The Knicks are going to trade for Bradley Beal, and I'm going to shoot myself.
Oh, he's another one on my team, fantasy team. I mean, this guy 2 years ago was a scoring champion. He could barely get 30 now. I think he's gotten 30 one game. Kawhi, what the fuck's up with him? I mean, are you kidding me? He missed a year and a half. What's going on?
Kawhi is in fantasy shambles.
I mean... Well, he's gone. I after this week,
but I saw that you won two categories in 2 weeks. I was cracking up,
dude. I had Embiid.
It's impossible to do.
I had one by accident.
I had Kawhi out. I had Embiid out. Murray clearly is not ready. it's a disaster. And I traded all these guys. They're all gone. All three of those guys are gone.
So you're one of the new members of the league. So after a couple picks went by, I was like, let me check in to see how his team is. Because you're the new guy, right? I want to make sure you're doing good. And I was like, oh, this team is risky.
Yeah. A lot of risk. And I knew that too.
A lot of risk.
I didn't think it would be this bad, though. I didn't think Kawhi would just come back and, oh, he's still hurt. I didn't think this would happen with the Sixers. You know, I thought Murray, you know, because he missed like 2 years. You know, I thought these guys... Yeah, complete epic fail. But I've already traded.
I thought Kawhi was ready to go.
I mean, this is like unbelievable. Like, what's going on there? You know.
Here's the thing. Like, if you rest for 2 years, why do you need more rest?
Load management. God. Here's my I got one beef with the I love even though I'm terrible right now, even though Juice, I think we're like neck and neck. I know it's only Wednesday.
It's a long season, bro. It's a long
season. It's very long.
I was winning going into the Friday night games last week, and then I ended up winning one category. So shit happens. But it's a long season. The one beef I have, why aren't you allowed to? You have a bench for a reason. Why, if a guy gets hurt, you can't sub him in, you know, replace him during the week? It makes it so hard.
Yeah, it's a weekly thing. Your bench is primarily there, I guess, in case one of your star players gets hurt, but it's not like that bad. So you can put that person on your bench or put them in the IR spot, and then you take whoever's in your bench to sub that person in.
It would be a lot of work if you had to make substitutions every day.
Every day, yeah.
You wouldn't pay attention. You would make mistakes. You would have guys on the bench who were probably dropping 31. It'd be like, ah, shit. You know what I mean?
No, I get that. I guess just for the injury reasons.
Even stuff happens, like guys sit out, guys rest or whatever. But sometimes, I will say this. Like, if you have a guy that sits out, he can – it might actually, like, benefit you.
It can help you.
Yeah, your turnovers don't go up, and your percentages.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. So
it doesn't always work.
Work in progress, Paul. We just completed a trade that you're already regretting. It sounds like.
No, I'm good. I needed a big man. He'll kill it.
What did Herter? Why? What was? I haven't checked. What's Herter doing tonight? You were like all.
It's a good game. He's got like 15. It was a fair trade. It was a good trade.
He's averaging like 16 a game so far. I mean, again,
the Kings are fun to watch.
Have they won a game?
I think so.
They're fun, but like, I don't. Yeah. What's the diagnosis with Fox? He got hurt, right?
Fox, bone bruise, but they got Murray. Sabonis, Mitchell.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
I like their team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Murray's been really good. He's been a staple in my daily fantasy.
Yeah. Him and Mathurin, they're going to be fighting for rookie of the year.
Yeah, Mathurin's been pretty good.
He's been awesome.
Yeah, I saw him for two games last week, too. He's tough.
He was almost mine. If I accepted that trade, Adam, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm glad it didn't happen.
I know. Jalen Green is – he's had some really good games, but he's had some really bad ones, too. He's kind of like a microwave, you know? But we'll see. It's fun.
Has anything happened so far in the NBA season that, like – like, I know it's early and we're like, hey, we're overreacting, but has anything happened where, like, you're like, oh, okay, this is the deal. Like, this is permanent.
Luka is the greatest player for the next 8 years. He's unbelievable.
He's insane. Yeah, he's awesome. John Morant, insane. I got him on my team now. Very happy about that.
I think
Giannis definitely takes steroids weekly.
Yeah.
Watching him, the Knick game, what was it, Tony? Last Friday? Whatever?
Yeah.
They played? Saturday?
Yeah. Friday.
He's doing the free throws. They're zooming in on him. I'm like, this guy gained like 30 pounds again this offseason. He looks insanely big. It's not normal.
He's a freak.
He's shock dominant. You know what I mean? Like, can't stop
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. He's looked amazing. Luka's looked amazing. Jaws looked amazing. I'm trying to. Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
At least Luka. I love watching Luka so much better than Giannis because he's playing basketball. It's like skill. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Giannis is just overpowering.
He's playing rugby.
Yeah. It's so different. It's a different sport.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they officiate him either. I know people used to say that about Shaq too, but I feel like he gets away with everything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we kind of realized that, Adam, you brought that to the light, that Giannis might be a low-key dirty player.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, I think he's looking for edge, but man, he has those press conferences after where he talks about Oreos and nobody cares.
You want to take a picture? You know, he's got the commercials now. Yeah. Yeah. He's like the brothers, right? Like, they're like the lovable, you know, family.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all facade. I'm trying to think, again, we're only a few weeks here, but like, and I brought this up in our group chat, but like, do we regret not making the Spider trade? Am I overreacting here?
I was going to say
Cleveland is a legit contender for now. Like, for the title, maybe.
Okay.
I think me and Josh agree. We regret not trading DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte,
they should have done anything to get him.
Were the Knicks interested in him? I mean...
They were.
They definitely were, but... What did Atlanta give up? They gave up three first rounders?
Yeah. It was three.
It wasn't a lot.
People said, like, they said the Knicks were really, really interested. Some people thought he was definitely going to New York.
He was in New York. He was there when it happened.
They were putting all their eggs in one basket for, like, getting Donovan and then making the money for Brunson. I don't know.
Murray's so good, man.
Here's the thing. It's very easy to say, like, oh, going back, like, they should have did the deal and got Donovan Mitchell. I really think Utah didn't want to trade him to us.
No, they definitely didn't. The six picks and RJ, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Really?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think... But then who knows? Like, the way these guys are playing, like Lauri Markkanen and Sexton and stuff like that, like, maybe they really thought that was the best deal.
Yeah, maybe they like those guys.
They like those guys better than our guys.
Possibly. It's looking good for them.
It's working out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They clearly, I don't think they want to tank.
They're going to get a first-round pick. They're going to get a first-round pick for all those guys.
Like, yeah.
Lori's going to get them a first-round pick. Plus what they had already. Like, Clarkson will probably get them a first-round pick at the deadline. So on top of all the picks they got for Gobert, they're going to get a ton of picks. And Mitchell, they're going to get a ton of picks for the guys they got also in those trades.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say with the Knicks... You know, yeah, they probably wouldn't have gotten Spider because, you know, Jazz didn't want to trade him to them because they knew that's where he wanted to go. And he said on the JJ Redick podcast that he was looking at houses in Westchester, the whole thing. He was ready to go back home. Like, he was ready to go back home. So it is what it is. I will say Jalen Brunson has been probably the best part of the season so far for the Knicks, right? I mean, he's solid. He's great. Just a great player.
Well, I think it's RJ shooting.
Oh my god! You could build, you could rebuild the New York City skyline with his bricks.
He's great.
We talked about this. Every season he starts off horribly, and then after January 1st, his shooting gets better, and he just gets better. But like,
but here's the thing.
It's a bad trend. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
The season's over by then for them.
I know. That's the problem.
And I think he's running out of time. I think he's going to lose the coaching staff. Like, meaning they're going to start putting him out there in trades.
Yeah. They already did.
I think he's out. I think he's out there already. I don't think the Knicks can go forward with the Brunson, Randall, RJ triplet at that number and not have Caspian. I think Barrett's gone.
By the deadline. I think Brunson's the only safe person right now, right? I mean,
yeah. And I think he's underpaid.
Yeah.
I think he's on a good number, especially with the cap going up. I think that was a great signing.
I don't know. This could be a totally different team after February. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening.
That I think we all were down on, but I've watched a few times that I like the Phoenix Suns.
I told you guys. I told you. You guys all wanted to go under. They're regular season team.
I like them. I like Devin Booker. I'm paying more attention to him because he's on my fantasy team, but he's damn good. Ayton got hurt, but I think I think that thing where he didn't talk to his coach was a little bit overblown. But yeah, I don't know. I like that. But it's all going to come down to Chris Paul and if he's healthy or not.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Did we miss any teams?
Yeah. How about the Warriors? 3-5, one game better than the Nets.
Yeah, they lost to Charlotte and the Pistons and Detroit, like back to back.
Is that a thing? I don't know. Draymond.
That happened. Oh, by the way, Charlotte was leading the league in scoring going into that Knicks game. I don't know if they still are top of the league, but that's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I watched Golden State, it was last Tuesday on TNT. I was watching Devin Booker and the Suns just beat the crap out of the Warriors. They look old, Golden State. They just look like washed.
Well, did you see Clay? He had a real problem with what Barkley said about him. Did you guys see that? His presser?
No, I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do yourself a favor and watch it. Like, he's like really visibly upset. He's like, that really hurt, man. Because I guess Barkley came out and said like last year Clay wasn't the same Clay, and he's like, that really hurt hearing him say that. He's like, I'm gonna prove him wrong.
Clay's a little sensitive.
Yeah.
Remember he went crazy on Ronnie 2K because he didn't like him. Yeah. Really sensitive.
Yeah. For sure.
I also think Clay, this might be it for Clay.
He's kind of, how old is he now?
He's getting up there, he's coming off two ACLs, right?
33, maybe?
I think this might be it for him.
Yeah, he doesn't look like nearly the same player. Not even
and
close.
I definitely think that's it for Draymond.
Oh, yeah. I think this team's
They got a big bet on these young guys.
Poole hasn't been playing well, and I was totally wrong about Wiseman.
Oh,
he hasn't done anything.
I know. I started him for the first 2 weeks. Awful.
And Kuminga.
He stinks. Kuminga stinks. Wiseman stinks. Poole got his money, and Wiggins got his money. But can you win a championship with very old Steph Curry and Poole and Wiggins? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Bro, are you watching DeJounte Murray right now?
Yeah.
He's insane.
He has like 20 steals.
He was league leader last year. Yeah.
They were up 22.
Yeah.
They're up 22. They're down by 14. Like, oh my God. I'm done.
Yeah, this is going to be a frustrating. This is going to be a frustrating team to watch. I can see now.
This is going to be them. Every year they're going to look good and look terrible and just.
Yeah.
They're going to be 500 team around there all year.
They need a shake up. They need a shake up.
Yeah, we're going to be begging. Yep. We're going to be begging for a trade like by the next pod. I think I already am.
Get me Shai Alexander, please.
Dude, he's so good. Like, he's not talked about because he's in fucking OKC, you know?
When did we talk about the coaching? like with this defense.
Yeah. What is he doing? What defense? Yeah, it's just they. I think they allow the most threes. So far, that was a joke the other night against Cleveland, right? I mean, it's just yeah. There's no toughness.
Hey, we're not talking about it because the Brooklyn Nets are taking all the attention. So it's yeah, good. It's spotlights off us.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think Thibodeau's on the hot seat at all or no?
I don't think they'd fire him mid year, but I could see him at the end of the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, if they don't make the playoffs for sure. I think okay. So. Maybe they go back and say, maybe Kenny Atkinson sounds like a good idea. I don't know.
Oh, that would break my heart.
that's who I think we all wanted, right?
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we pivot to football?
Yeah.
All right, Paul, name your three favorite things about Zach Wilson.
Let's see. Man, I'm so done with him. It's Darnold. It's Sanchez reincarnated. Name something that he does well. One thing. Consistently.
Milf?
There it is. That's it.
He had that one pass. It was like a deep pass where he rolled out on the run and he tossed it downfield.
To Garrett Wilson?
And like Garrett Wilson had 105 yards very fast that game. And then I don't know what the fuck Zach Wilson was doing the rest of the game. Just tossed the ball
around. You see,
around.
That's what happens. It's like, okay, he did this one thing. There's one thing, that throw. Like he has a couple of throws a game, but
yeah.
That's not a quarterback. He can't. He's just so inaccurate. He doesn't take the easy throws. I just, he's only played 18 games this career, right? So you drafted him too. He is, 4-1 this year. There's a lot of talent around him. You got to give him some time. But man, you kind of know when the guy has it or not. And he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't. And he does this thing. Obviously, the line is backed up, banged up. But he does this thing when, like, the rush comes. Like, he just runs back. Like, is there a way he can, backwards. Like, run forward somehow?
And they were showing. Yeah. There's a lot of replays they were showing. He could have ran literally, like, 30 yards if he just stepped into the pocket. So many analysts were killing him. They're like, where are you going? Step up. This is a clean pocket. Step up and throw the ball. Also, there's guys always running in front. Wide open, and you can see it even live when you're watching the game. And it's like throw the ball. Like he doesn't see. I don't know what if he's just overthinking or I don't know. His just vision is just terrible. But I mean, they're gonna have a decision to make because this team is talented. Douglas is gonna continue to get talent around them.
Yeah,
they're young, so you can't waste these years. I mean, if he continues to play this the rest of the year, at minimum, they're gonna have. A heavy competition for him in the summer, and I would be totally with like trading for a Garoppolo, maybe Stafford, something like that. They'd be a easy playoff team with those guys. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what you guys like. Me and Tony were such
Jet
fans.
Yeah,
like, we're very tough on him. I don't know what you guys see, but you guys are. Probably...
I look at it like He's like 4-1 as a starter, right?
Mm-hmm. This year, yeah.
I look at it like I know maybe sometimes aesthetically it doesn't look great, but you know what? Just I think maybe you got to give him a little bit of time. He made a few mistakes in each of these games here, but I think you just got to ride it out. I love Garrett Wilson; he's awesome. They definitely have a lot of playmakers, but I they got Buffalo, and then they got the bye. I heard some stuff about, Mike White is the number two back now. Maybe after the bye, we're going to see Mike White. I would just ride it out with Zach Wilson the rest of the year.
Oh, no, for
and
sure.
Then make a decision then. Yeah, so that's what I think.
Yeah.
And who knows? Like, I mean, honestly, we might be having a totally different conversation if, it's 10-3 and the Jets pick off that ball for pick six. They crush them if that call stands.
Yes. Yeah.
They probably win 40-10.
Yeah.
And we're 6-2 and you're talking a different thing, but I think every Jet fan, right when they saw that little yellow thing on the bottom of the screen, it was over.
It was over.
Oh yeah, it felt so Jets, and like we both, Paul, yeah, we both knew it. Like you just knew it. You're like, it's
the crowd.
Yeah,
the crowd was dead. They were winning at halftime, and the crowd was silent the whole second half, even in the beginning. They knew. Yeah. It was over.
Yeah, seen this movie before. Yeah, Zach, you know, because last year, I mean, we saw a lot of the mistakes. It's just, I think we've been so beaten down with quarterbacks. It's just, you just see it, you know, we expect so much because we've gotten nothing.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. You know, Sanchez was kind of just like a game manager, would make a lot of mistakes. Like, I remember that six interception game against Buffalo his rookie year. Then Darnold with the ghost game. Even Geno, like, he would take sacks, like, all the time. And good for Geno. I mean, he's, like, MVP candidate right now. But, yeah, I think we've just been beaten down so bad that the one bad game will make every Jet fan just, like, lose their mind.
And like Josh was saying, that throw that he made, which was amazing, the rollout and just flicked it in his...
He has it. Yeah.
They have it, but they also, I do give him some credit, like, why aren't they doing these plays? Like, why don't they do designed rollouts? That was all on him. He was just improvising. They don't do rollouts. They're, like, trying to make him into this, like, they're trying to do with Justin Fields until recently where they're like, you know what? Like, let's have him run. Let's go outside of the pocket. They don't do that with Wilson at all, and I don't
understand. Yeah, play to his strengths a little bit. Yeah.
Design runs. They don't do any design runs for him. He's so elusive. He's pretty fast. Like, he'll be able to get 5 to 10 yards if he does a little zone read. They don't do it. And they don't run the ball.
I know. They went away from the run. And he's too short to be a pocket quarterback, you know? He gets many balls deflected.
What are they? They're 5-3, right?
5-3.
Yeah. They got Buffalo this week. Let's call that 5-4.
Paul will be there.
Let's say if they lose that game, you're 5-4 going into the bye. Maybe you clean some stuff out of the bye. You come out of the bye 5-4. That's not bad. Yeah.
No. So, and then they go at New England after. So I think that's the key.
That's
going to tell the series. Because then they have like Detroit coming up. They have Jacksonville. They have Chicago all at home. I would think, you know, sweep those games. Win those 3 games, right?
So winnable. All winnable.
I think they play the Texans too, right? Do they play the Texans?
I think I'm wrong there.
Houston. I think the Giants play Texans. Never mind.
Giants play Texans. Yeah.
Because you get the 10 wins in this AFC, you're in. You're in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'm thinking 8-9, which beginning of the season, right? We were like, we were going giddy over 8-9.
Yeah, it's a very long season. I think this loss feels more devastating than it really should be because it's like the media made – it's still early in the season, but the media made this Jets versus Patriots, like the biggest game in the last 10 years for the Jets.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we get it. It's the Patriots, but it's different. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I agree.
It was very hyped up. And granted, I think it still was a big game, but it's not that serious. At the end of the day, it's a loss, right? And you get back out there and you gotta scrape wins. You just gotta scrape wins.
And they never do well as, you know, the team that's like expected to win. They're never good with that.
Nope.
Never.
Never. Never good with that.
I love Garrett Wilson. I think that
kid's he's awesome.
No, they have so many good. I love Conklin. Obviously, Breece Hall and Elijah Vera Tucker going out was very deflating. Oh. Those are two best offensive players, right?
Like, and Corey Davis.
Corey Davis.
That's I think he's their most consistent, and Zach trusts him the most out of all of them. So that's arguably, yeah, that's three of your top four offensive players were gone. That's tough for anyone to overcome.
And I thought him and Elijah Moore were tight, Zach and Elijah Moore. What happened there? Did they hate each other, like, low-key? Like, weren't they, like... I felt like that was, like, his favorite guy last year.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with him.
What happened?
He played 10 snaps this week. No targets. I don't know if they're using him the wrong way, if he's just, like, not giving, like, max effort. It doesn't make sense, right? I mean...
No.
Where does Elijah Moore get the balls
I know.
To be like, I like trade me. Like, what has this guy accomplished in the NFL?
The agent.
I need to get out of here.
Right, Paul? Didn't you say the agent?
Yeah.
He's got the same agent as what? AJ Brown, Debo Samuel,
and Metcalf.
Maybe something's in his ear.
And DK Metcalf. He's just getting in all their ears like, hey, you're better than this.
And Metcalf and Brown, they're all from Ole Miss.
Ah, that's right.
I think they have a group chat together.
Oh, for sure. They're like us.
Yeah.
You know, like.
So they're probably talking the whole time, like, get the hell out of there, man. Get out of there. What are you doing?
Zach Wilson, LOL. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
But I think the Jets are using him well, too. The guy's like 5'9", jet quick, but they have him lining out on the outside. Like, the guy was made to be a slot receiver. Slot, so what are you doing? He's not a 6'5" guy that's going to be, you know, like, put him inside. I don't know. LaFleur is, I thought he was going to be good, but. I'm
Knucklehead. Berrios has been surprisingly good, though. He's been solid.
Yeah. And Mims looked good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made a couple catches.
And, I mean, the defense is great. We have maybe one of the top secondaries in the league. Sauce is already the best corner in the league.
D lines. Yeah. The cornerback, Reed and Gardner.
Reed's amazing.
The top duo.
Yeah.
Yep. I think Pro Football Focus ranked the Jets 1 on defense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And last on offense.
I think the D line has the most quarterback hits and like pressures in the league by far. So,
wow.
And that's amazing because they don't play with the lead really like too often, like for a long time. Right. So, if they get up like a few scores and if their offense is legit, the passer should be even, you know, way better. But need a quarterback, man.
Yep. Yep. Well,
all it comes down to.
You're going to have great weather for this Sunday, right? It's going to be in the 70s.
I think it's 70.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, it wouldn't shock me if somehow they pull this off and like something crazy happens. It'd be very jet-like, but I'm not really counting on that. That team is it's a freaking powerhouse.
Yeah, plus half the stadium would be Bills fans. You know what I mean?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
That's another thing. Woody Johnson was saying on like Monday. He's like, you know, sell out. Thank you guys. I'm like, you idiot. It's 40% Bill fans.
I know. I know.
He's so tone deaf. He just doesn't like, come on, bro.
Yeah, he's such a moron. Yeah, I feel like all the AFC East teams have just like a lot of fans, not only in the area, but like this, like, well, Dolphins do surprisingly. We talked about that, like your brother, Adam. But like the Bills and Pats, you know, they're not that far away, the fan base, so they travel. And Bills fans, man, they're so proud. Like I see up here, I see just a Bills fan a day. It's crazy how passionate they are. They love this team. I could see it being, you're going to see a lot of broken tables in the parking lot, Paul. I'm sure.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. I'm not very happy how good the AFC East is going to be going forward.
Oh, I know. Of course, right? But you know, let's pivot over to the G-men who usually play in like the easiest division, right? Now it's like, I don't know, top division in football?
NFC Beast is back, huh?
The top division for sure.
Yeah.
And if the Commanders sell, maybe they have a shot.
Yeah, the Commandos, the C-words.
I think they have a couple wins in a row too, the Commanders.
Yeah. Oh, they had a crazy win against the Colts this past Sunday. They won it like the buzzer there. A bomb.
Yeah, I think that's their third in a row.
Chase Young is coming back. They got Heinicke the God. Yeah.
Heinicke the God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of frisky, but the other three teams, damn. I mean, they could be top five. I don't know. All right, you guys with the Giants, I mean, obviously they were pulling off these miraculous wins. Going into Seattle was going to be tough. I mean, where do you see this team going moving forward?
Josh, you want to start?
Yeah, so the schedule is definitely to their benefit. I think they can definitely, the next two games are the Texans and Detroit Lions. The Lions actually, I think, have the worst record in the league. Right?
Yeah. They're bad.
That's terrible. That's going to get Dan Campbell probably fired.
Yeah.
They're going to start over again. But if we win those two, right, then we're talking about we're 8-2 going into Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. Like 8-2, I would have signed up for that, you know, anytime. But it's a little bit of a mirage, right? Like Daniel Jones last week in the first half, he threw for 14 or 17 yards in the first half. We don't have any wide receivers. We're starting to get a little bit nicked up. The defense is good. Maybe they sign Odell Beckham if he's able to play and contribute. But I don't know. If they can get to 10, 11 wins, I think we'll have a wild card. But they're not going to beat anybody in the playoffs. This is, they're not good, you know?
Yeah. Not, yeah, they feel like a team that's going to lose 41-0 on Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like even, like, I had a tweet after they lost last week. You know, hey, look, Giants 6-2 going into the bye. They got a couple, you know, they got Houston, they got Detroit coming up, and, you know, it's looking pretty good. And there's another guy that follows me, he's a Giants fan, he responds, he's like, they could lose to anybody. And that's, yeah, that's, like, very true. Like, even in that Seattle game, and I'm watching it, right, and you know, I feel bad for Richie James. He fumbles twice, and he gets concussed, and then, you know, he's probably out of a job. Like, who had a word for Sunday to this guy, right? And he's getting killed, but I'm like, even if those fumbles don't happen, like, the Giants, their one touchdown drive was 3 yards. It was on a fumble on the 3-yard line. They couldn't move the ball. This offense cannot move the football at all.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Like, I like Jones. He's been playing well. But when was the last time they had like a 300-yard game out of Jones? There's no explosion at all. But you know what? They're well coached. Their defense keeps them in it, and they don't turn it over. So, you know, if the other team gets impatient, makes a mistake, they can win some of these games. So I think they'll get to 10 just because they have 6 already. And the schedule is so light, but I don't think they're doing anything. I think you're looking at a wild card weekend blowout.
Yeah, yeah.
And so who would they play? Because they would most likely be the second or third wild card, right?
Second wild.
Oh yeah, it's a new format.
Would they play?
Here's the thing. I think Philly would get the bye, right? Only one team gets the bye.
Yeah.
And then the second seed, like, the NFC is just all over the place. I don't...
Cowboys?
Yeah, I guess Dallas right now.
So, out of everything, maybe I would want to play that.
But would...
Division,
I think the second, the other team... Is there one bye or two byes for the...
One bye, I believe, now.
Just one?
There's 7 teams make the playoffs.
So, the 2 seed would have to be a division winner, right? And the 3 seed?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. I think you'd be looking at if you're the second wild card team or the first wild card team, you'd be looking at the winner of the South or the winner of the West.
Wow. A little maybe G-men at Tampa Bay. Wild
card.
Yeah. Weekend?
Or whoever wins
Giants
that division.
Can win that.
Or
Tampa Bay looks horrible.
They do now.
Yeah. They could turn around.
But like Atlanta wins it, the Giants could easily go down there and win that game.
Yeah, it's winnable for sure. Yeah. When you think about the team, it's actually not that bad.
Or would they play, like, let's say Minnesota? They're another team, man. They just they find ways to win games.
Yeah, I think they're going to be the second seed. I think they're 6-1.
Yeah, they're the 2 seed right now.
Yeah, but they're like not good. I don't know. It's like, I don't think they are. I don't know. I feel like they just...
How about them getting Hockenson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice pickup. Tough, but I still don't trust Kirk Cousins ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Kirk Cousins, like, I don't see it. And then the West, the Seahawks.
Yeah.
But the Niners are still good. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think Niners will... take that eventually, especially McCaffrey and
they're solid.
Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Man, this guy, McCaffrey, he catches for one, he rushes for one, and he throws for one. What a stud.
Yeah. Nah, that's awesome. And he's back in, you know, I don't know if he grew up in that area, but he went to Stanford. So it's just it's a great fit. It's a great fit there. So who's the team? I mean, so pretty much it's 3 teams right now, right? It's the Bills, the Chiefs, the Eagles. Like, what's like the 4th best team in the league? It's hard to say.
I hate to say it, but I think in the NFC, I think the 2nd best team is Dallas, and I think they might be the 4th best team.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
The defense is insane. Micah Parsons might be the MVP. It's ridiculous, that guy.
Yeah, he's incredible.
I've never seen anyone like him.
Because he doesn't even, like, look like, you know what I mean? Like, what's his official position? I don't even know.
He's kind of like, it's kind of like he looks like kind of short, right?
Right?
Kind of stocky.
He doesn't
and,
even,
like,
yeah.
Kind of, but he overpowers everyone.
He's a linebacker.
He looks like, oh, he's a linebacker. Okay. But he, like, yeah, he doesn't even, because he wears number 11, right? So he kind of looks like a jacked wide receiver or like a tight end.
Yeah.
But he's like, I don't know. He's a very unique player. He's awesome.
He's in coverage a lot too. He's in coverage a lot. He gets a lot of sacks. It's insane.
Yeah, he's nuts. I don't know. Yeah, I guess the Cowboys would be like the fourth best team. And then the fifth best, I have no idea. There's really just so much parity right now. So, I don't know.
No, there's no, I mean, Buffalo, Philly, that would be a great
season. Oh, my God.
I know, Josh, you would love that.
I was just watching the Knicks. The Knicks cut it down to 10.
Yeah, I'm watching.
No, I just turned it off.
Yeah. And then they went on an 8-0 run.
Yeah, Hunter 3. I'm watch. I got it on the laptop here. It's so I'm a little delayed by 30 seconds.
Now they're down by 18.
It's pathetic. They're up by 22. Like, come on.
Yeah, pretty bad.
And it's Murray. Murray just hit another 3. Oh, it's insane.
Obi missed a dunk. Yeah.
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 Murray. Atlanta is like the thorn in your side.
I know.
Yeah, man.
It's like that's gonna be a thing for a while.
Yeah, it is.
Trey Young is like, he's like the new Reggie Miller. But back in the 90s, at least like we beat the Pacers. We never beat the Hawks now. They just kill us.
I know.
Well, you know, it's early in this whole thing. I think, you know, give it time.
Yeah. But the Knicks, yeah. The Hawks, this is their team. The Knicks, this is not their team, I don't think. You know? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Let's just hope they're not delusional enough to like think it is, which I'm scared they are. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I don't think they think that, but I just think it's going to be hard to get somebody that you're like really like Mitchell was your chance. You had a shot at Murray, and now I don't know. Like they might be desperate and make a move that they shouldn't move to make.
I know.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but I definitely want like a 2 or a 3. Like a shooting guard or a small forward type, because I think
somebody's going to shake loose that we're not even talking about. I just can't even, like, you know what I mean, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
I know,
but that's what happens. Like somebody just shakes loose.
Who's that player though? I can't.
I don't know.
Devin Booker. No, I don't know.
Is it Jaylen Brown if like the Celtics somehow fall apart? But they seem solid, right?
They wouldn't trade him to New York.
Yeah, no way, right?
I mean, I'm still hoping for that Jaylen Brown KD thing. Still holding on to that.
Hey guys, is that still on the table? Can we?
I don't know. Yeah, hold it back. See what's up. How fast do they hang up? How fast does Boston hang up?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who the
guy is. The Knicks have. When you think about it, we've just swung and missed so many times. Like even now, I'm thinking I forgot about Jaden Ivey. Right? They wanted Ivey so bad went to Detroit, but it's like we couldn't even get him. Couldn't get Murray. Couldn't get Mitchell. I don't know.
Was the plan to, because they clearly wanted Brunson no matter what. Was the plan to get Ivy and Brunson? Like, were they trying for that? I wonder.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been interesting.
Yeah. Had to be.
Yeah. I like Ivy. I mean, when they played the Knicks, that's the only game I watched him, but I was very impressed. Like, even he was, like, struggling, but he kept going. He kept shooting. Like, you know what I mean?
Man, it's tough. Everything is falling for this guy. DeJounte Murray, he just hit another shot.
I was going to say, I don't know if he's ever played this good. Turns it on. Every time I look up, he makes a shot.
Pull up. That's on your
face. Yeah, he's got to steal.
Just got to steal. Oh, yeah.
Man. My guy.
Yeah, he's dominating.
Trae Young.
He did this last year in San Antonio. He was like consistently mid-20s and like triple-double like every night.
Yeah, he was under the radar big time down there. Big time. I was, you know, because I
even Trey.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, man, they're going to be tough.
I know. Yeah, it's a good team. Just watching them. Capella led the league in, he was the rebounding leader last year.
Yep.
Yeah, so they just, yeah, there's John Collins having a, he's solid, man. Yeah. Yeah, this team's really
good. Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to the Nets. I don't think. I think the dream's not.
Yeah, I don't know. Future net might be over. Yeah. Maybe we'll get Otto Porter.
There you go, your guy. Your guy. Finally.
That's what we'll get for KD. We'll finally get Otto
finally.
Porter.
Wait, where is he now? He's not on the Warriors, right? Where is
Toronto.
He?
Toronto.
Toronto's looked really good. Siakam? Killing it.
Oh, man. Siakam's beasting.
Yeah, they look really good. Maybe.
OG and an OB.
Yeah,
maybe. How's Scotty Barnes not off to a fast start, right?
Nah, not really. Good role player, right? But Siakam's like, he's the guy. He's like the superstar on that team now. Or at least playing like it. Oh, Grimes.
A lot of Scotty Barnes is like the next guy conversation in the offseason. Like, he's the next guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see it yet.
I don't see it. He's just got a, he's got a really good body, like NBA, you know what I mean? He's just like built really well.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their team. So Siakam's averaging 26, Trent 20, Barnes 15, and Anobi 14, then Fleet 13. So they have, and Boucher 10. So they have like a lot of 6 people in double figures. That's a
Why'd you want to get rid of Gary Trent?
Because he doesn't do anything. He just shoots a couple threes.
He's averaging 20 a game. It's good though.
Yeah, but his percentage is like Tone, you'll learn in fantasy, you need efficiency.
No, I'm learning. Trust me.
And I feel like Trent doesn't do anything else either. I feel like he's like 22-1.
Exactly. 2 rebounds a game, assists.
That's true.
But Tone, it might be good for you. Like if you want threes, I didn't need threes. I'm kind of like punting that.
All set there. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, Siakam's killing it. 26 and 10 and 8. Jeez.
I mean, is he like 7 foot? I mean, they don't talk about him that much because he's up in Toronto, but he's some player. I mean, he's long and can do everything.
Yeah, I
think he was third team all NBA last year.
Was he? Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no idea where he went to college. He came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah. I know he's African, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he's from.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, which guy?
We're talking about Siakam.
Siakam, didn't he go to like New Mexico?
Yeah, I think it was like some random out west one.
Maybe that could be the next guy.
Oh, you mean the trade piece?
Yeah,
I don't know. Toronto looks—they look good. He's probably happy.
Toronto slips. Hold on, Toronto slips a little bit. They want to bring home, you know, Maple Jordan, the Canadian son, RJ Barrett.
He's a little old, Siakam. Older.
Yeah, he is.
How old is he? 20.
Let me check.
28. Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know, he might be 35. I feel like one of those situations.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out who that guy is that becomes available, but.
I know
really...
there's a really exciting point guard available in Brooklyn. If the Knicks are interested.
No, thanks.
No?
Yeah.
All right.
No, thanks.
Fucking Astros.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about baseball. World Series.
Yeah, that's all right. We don't got to talk. Just hope Philly wins.
Phils are exciting. They're an exciting team. They go on these runs where they just like hit like 4 home runs in a row. I love it.
Wow, they just showed 2 Astro fans like jumping and cheering in the faces of Philly fans in the bleachers. Like they're gonna die.
That's suicide, yeah. What are they fucking thinking? Do they know where they are?
Jeez.
These Philly fans, Philadelphia fans, they got Wawa.
Good luck.
You know? Wawa, cheesesteaks, Rocky, and their teams.
Yeah, that's it.
So
yep.
You know.
Choose. Yeah. How are those meatballs? Good?
That looked great.
Not bad. I'm just going to try to eat a little bit less. That's it. I'm trying to undereat. That's what I need to do. Undereat.
You should take that. There's like some like pill out there that you take that like, the fuck? I heard Portnoy talking about it. There's some pill that like suppresses your ass. No, it's not that. Well, he loves that.
Cocaine?
Whatever you're talking about, I need.
No, it was like,
okay.
I forget he was talking about it, but he's like, but I could never take it. He's like, I look forward to 2 things, gambling and eating. He's like, I can never take that. I was like, yeah, I can respect that. Yeah. But what else, guys? Anything?
What else is going on? Twitter, Elon. Is it going to change our Twitter experience or what?
I think just if you want a blue account, you got to pay for it now.
Blue check for $8. I might be in. I might sign up for that.
Yeah. Official.
Get rid of the box, man. Get rid of the freaking box.
What do you mean the box?
No, the box. Like the robots.
The what?
The robot. Robot accounts. I know what you mean.
Like the
Facebook the bots. Yeah. Well, that's why he wants to do that, I guess. It's so funny, though. Just like the amount of bots out there. It's like John... S586321. No picture. Two followers. And just like,
where do they come from? I don't understand.
Yeah. They're just Russia, China, right?
When I got banned, I had to get the Google Voice for a different phone number. So how are these people doing it? They're not even real people.
Well, supposedly there's like these like they're like Russia or China or somewhere overseas, and they're just like they're trying to rile things up, right, politically, I guess.
Yeah.
So
you know what I thought about that $8 blue check during the trade deadline would be an absolute nightmare.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's true.
Coach account would have now. And announce that, like, the Knicks traded Obi Toppin for, cash considerations. Let's think about that. Yeah? That's a nightmare.
That'd be a nice moneymaker, though, for Elon. I mean, $8 a month? You add up, millions of users? That's a lot of money.
He can use the money, too.
Definitely needs it.
I wonder how many people actually pay the $8 for the check, though.
You gonna do it?
Nah.
It depends on the perks, mate. If there's other perks involved, maybe.
I never even looked into it. I guess this Twitter Blue's been around for a while, right? Like, what? I don't even know what you get for that.
Nah, it's just a blue check. You know what I mean?
That's it? That's all it is. Check,
verified
guy.
I'm
the man. Yeah. I get the blue check.
Interesting. I thought you get, something else for it. I don't know what else you get. But
it's like status. Like, they'll give it to Shaq, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. True. True. All right, guys.
What do you think Kyrie's doing right now?
He's watching
I think he's pissed that he wrapped that apology.
He's like, shit.
And he's like, man, are you serious?
He canceled me, bro. I'm done.
Yeah.
What he does on his alone time, the stuff that he reads and researches is probably oh my God.
Yeah, I'd like to go into one of his rabbit holes one day and see what goes on.
I mean,
I think it's a lot of conspiracy thing. I'm picturing his favorite movie is Signs, probably, and I don't know. Signs. with Mel Gibson, when the cornfield.
Yeah.
It's
a great movie.
So this movie, was it a documentary or a movie that he was promoting? Like an actual movie?
No, I think it was a doc.
It was a doc. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
How come Bezos doesn't get stuff for putting it on his platform?
Exactly. You brought up I'm glad you brought that up.
Kyrie, okay, he's promotable. Okay.
It's on Amazon.
Where did he view it? He's the world's richest man, right? So I don't know. If it's such a big deal, why aren't people going after Bezos?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, people were saying, oh, Joe Tsai, yeah, he's a real, real morals there. with the Alibaba Uyghur slaves in China thing.
That's what Kyrie should have said in his press conference when he asked questions. Obviously he apologized, say hey, you're right, but ask Bezos why it's on there. Why is he letting people watch it then?
I know, right? But that's Kyrie's problem. That's what we talked about, right? He can never defend himself in it. You know what I mean? He's just always next question. He's never able to talk eloquently or say anything, that's...
If we did that press conference 500 times and then ranked each in order of what the best thing to say was, he would have picked the number 500 way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Every single time, he always picks the worst possible way to handle it.
Yeah. And yeah.
If I'm the Nets, I withhold him from the media for, a couple weeks.
Why even let him talk at all?
Yeah, no, but yeah, exactly. Why even talk at all?
Man, the Knicks got spanked. 112-99. It wasn't even a game.
God. Yeah, it might get ugly. Get ugly quick here.
They got outscored 35 in the second quarter. From the second quarter on, they got outscored by 35.
Yep.
Embarrassing.
Yep.
Not great.
Well, we didn't talk about the Lakers at all.
Well, we did a little bit, just how bad they are. But yeah, you're right. We didn't. Yeah. What's going on with Westbrook? I don't know. I feel like it's just the same thing over and over with him. It's Westbrook and the 27th and 2029 pick. Like,
yeah.
But like, who? Like, where does he go? Like, is
how long are they going to wait to make that deal?
That's
also
what I'm saying. You know, who's going to bite on that? I don't know. And do the Lakers really want to give that up when none of those guys will be even be on the team at that time? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's so risky.
I'm not doing it, Bob Turner.
I just think LeBron is just done as, like, you know. Well, he what he is like done is like the NBA like king. He's not. He's definitely not that anymore.
No.
But I don't think he's gonna really. I don't think he's ever gonna really play in like a legit meaningful like conference final or NBA final again. Unless at the very end of his career, he just goes to a contender, right? Like as like a role player type. But
I can see that
as the main guy. Like, nah, he's done, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and AD just looks broken. They're bad. They're bad. They're definitely the number one team that's going to make a move at some point. But I don't know for what. I don't know what they can do. It might just be.
Yeah.
They might be fucked, honestly.
They're 1-5.
Yeah. But, like, does Westbrook go to, like, if a deal gets made, does he just go to, like, a lottery team? Or is he going to, like, a good team? Is he just going to, you know, retire and go play in China?
I think if the Lakers called the Nets right now and said Westbrook and one of these picks for Kyrie, I think the Nets would do it in a second.
I think they would. Westbrook. Yeah, no,
in
I think
second.
You're right.
In
I think,
a second.
I think you're right. I think they would in a second, too. Huh.
Yep.
That would be interesting. Westbrook and
whether or not
Durant.
It happens, we'll see. But yeah.
Westbrook and Durant back together? Unless they just ship Durant.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they would just buy out Westbrook at that point. Or KD's the next one out after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, woof. That'd be rough to watch. Westbrook, Ben Simmons. Ugh.
Oh, man. Oh, holy cow. Pray for the backboards in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Pray for the fans. Pray for everybody. Thanks. Yeah. But, all right, guys. I think we said it all. We miss anything? Any TV?
White Lotus?
Nothing.
Oh, I have to
I
watch.
It wasn't that good.
I have to watch White Lotus. I'm not crazy about the cast. I mean, Imperioli, yeah, Aubrey Plaza. I don't know anyone else. I don't know any of the other people.
Yeah.
Spoiler, there's a dick in it.
Ah, yes.
HBO, there's always a dick.
Yeah.
But my favorite character in the first season was, what's his face? Who died?
Armand.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the best.
He's not there?
No, he dies. Spoiler alert.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I gotta watch that. I'm you know, you guys all watched Dahmer and I didn't watch that. You guys all watched The Watcher, I didn't watch that.
Oh, you didn't watch Dahmer at all?
Dahmer, The Watcher, I haven't watched these. No.
Dahmer's great.
Yeah, I heard. So I gotta get on that. What'd you get?
I really liked The Watcher, but people argue about the ending.
Like, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I can't ruin it for people, and especially Tone, but we'll talk about when he finishes that. The ending. I don't know.
Yeah.
You liked it, Juice?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I liked it.
I gotta talk to Katie about it, but I wanna try and watch that, binge that out. That's 7 episodes? 7 hours?
Yep.
Yeah, it's quick.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I wanna try it, because I love Bobby Cannavale, and I wanna do that. And then,
yeah, check it out. It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah. Definitely wanna watch that. You guys saw House of Incest? Finish that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a pretty wild ending.
That last one was kind of tough, huh?
Yeah, that was a hard watch, but the ending was crazy. And next season's going to be the Dance of the Dragons or whatever. So next season's going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot of action. That's what you want.
So I heard it's not till 2024.
That sucks, if that's true. That's like Euphoria. Euphoria, too.
That's how you lose me. Like, I'm not waiting two years for this shit.
I know, that sucks. Euphoria, same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fuck, like 2 years? Come on.
I, And then by then I forgot about whatever happened.
I know.
Yeah, you gotta watch it again.
I know. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I did see a picture of Trevor Lawrence with an eye patch on though.
Yes. That was great. Yeah, he's talking, he's like, and then my dragon ate the other dragon or something like that. I forget.
Really good.
Vagar.
Cleveland's about to beat Boston for the second time this year, by the way.
Wow.
Whoa.
Good. Fuck Boston.
Yeah, Cleveland's really good. They're really good. I'm impressed by them.
Garland was back tonight, right?
Yeah, he's back tonight.
Garland back.
How'd he play?
I didn't see.
Let's check it out. Let's see. Yeah, it seems legit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they could win the East, no?
I think as it stands now with the Nets and Sixers being not so good.
I agree.
So wide open. Beatable.
I think they're in the mix.
Celtics, I don't know, with the coach and all that crap. Toronto looks good. Yeah. But, yeah, Cleveland,
East is tough.
Cleveland.
Yeah, so Garland comes back, 25-11. First
wow.
game back.
Wow.
Wow. Cleveland!
Cleveland rocks!
Let's go.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're going to be, 6-1. Wow.
Oh,
Knicks 3-4. They may as well be like 1-6.
Disaster.
All right. On that note,
a lot of season left.
I know. We're literally 3 weeks in. It's.
I would love a Nick Net play-in. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh God.
Oh man. That's my nightmare.
That'd be pretty bad. Shit.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's see what Kyrie does by the next pod. I'm sure it'll be something.
For sure. Take care. Go me.
Peace.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.